Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the book of Malachi, the last prophet. In this session, we'll be looking at Malachi chapter 2, verse 17, to chapter 3, and verse 5. Let's read that first verse there in Malachi chapter 2, verse 17. You have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet you say, in what way have we wearied him? In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or, where is the God of justice? In this session, we have arrived at the third division of Malachi's message. Look back to the past and remember. Look up in the present and repent. In what way have you loved us, you ask God? Look forward to the future and respond. The Lord's plans are another expression of his everlasting, unchanging love. The third call began with a strong rebuke, a rebuke for complaining against God. You have wearied the Lord with your words. How? They questioned God's dealings with them. Israel had been mistreated by the Persians, and it seemed God delayed his promise to restore the nation. They doubted God's love for them. They accused him of acting unfairly. Evildoers are good in God's sight. He delights in them. Where is the God of justice? Do we do this today as Christians? Accuse God by asking why he allows wars, famines, natural disasters, and tragedies? The Lord's answer to us is the same as it always has been. If you question my love for you, look at my plans. I am coming to make some radical changes. First, he's sending his messenger. Verse 1, behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming. He is coming, says the Lord of hosts. In ancient times, a king's arrival was often preceded by a forerunner who made sure that proper preparations were made. Jesus quoted this passage in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 10, speaking of John the Baptist. He said, this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Jesus identified John the Baptist as the messenger who was sent to announce his coming. Then another messenger is identified in the message, the messenger of the covenant. This is a reference to the coming of the Lord himself to his temple where the Ark of the Covenant was kept. A look forward to the Messiah's coming, a future event at that time. A call to faith in the promise of a Savior for God's people. The cross is Calvary. The cross of Calvary was the focal point. Old Testament saints looked forward to his promised arrival. And New Testament saints looked back to his promise fulfilled. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 39 and 40. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. They look forward to the promise. We look back at the promise fulfilled. We both receive it together. Jesus Christ is the messenger of the Good News Covenant. Second, he is sending the purifier. Verses 2 and 3. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Why is the Lord coming? What's His mission? He is like a refiner's fire and like a launderer's soap. The refiner's fire was used to remove impurities from precious metals. Christ's sacrifice purged our sins. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 and 28. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for Him, He will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. Soap was used to clean garments. The Lord Himself was coming to purify the priests, the sons of Levi, by cleansing them from their sins. Hebrews 9, verse 14. And how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Why did Jesus do this? Well, verse 3 makes the reason clear. That they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. A major theme of chapters 1 and 2 is the need to repent of unacceptable worship. Jesus Christ is the purifier of sins, impurities. And then third, He's sending the judge. Verses 4 and 5. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. Notice the result of Christ's work in verse 4. Reconciliation, renewing of a fulfilling relationship. And then verse 5 introduces Jesus as the coming judge. It's important to understand Old Testament prophets' perspective on Christ's coming and His return. It's like looking at two mountains in the distance. They're far off. They're two separate mountains with a valley between them, but at a distance they look like they're right connected to each other. Malachi changed the focus to the return of Jesus Christ. For his readers, both events were in the future. Jesus began to judge evil when he went into the temple on Palm Sunday and cleansed the place of sinners. It was symbolic of what came later. He provided spiritual cleansing by His work on the cross. He will complete the cleansing of all evil when He returns. Why is sin so prevalent in our world anyway? Because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. It was God's love which prompted His mercy and grace for redemption. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Where is the God of justice? He is Emmanuel, Jesus Christ. You have a great day.